The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord. Our English word hour, you know, like hour on a clock, and our English word year both share the same root. Now, I love languages and I love words, so, you know, this kind of thing's interesting to me. But, you know, if you go back far enough in history, the word for hour and the word for year were the same word, and it meant something which repeats itself endlessly, endlessly, with no fixed starting point. And when you think about it now, the years roll by one after another, they repeat themselves endlessly, endlessly, endlessly. And it's rather arbitrary where we decide to fix the starting point of a year. I mean, our church year starts with Advent, and our school year starts in August, and we start our calendar year in January. But do you ever stop to think how arbitrary that is? Do you know why we start our calendar year in January? That was Julius Caesar's idea. And his thinking went like this. January is the first month in which all the days of the year get longer and longer and longer. And so he decided we're going to make January 1st the first day of the year. By imperial decree all across the empire, everything just changed. But it took centuries for that to catch on with the people. Because for some funny reason, all across the world, and I mean not just in Europe, all across the world, people marked the new year, not in January, they marked the new year in the springtime, the beginning of the growing season, right? New year of growth, new year on the calendar. In fact, here in America, January 1st did not become New Year's Day until the mid-1750s. I believe the exact year was 1754. Until then, New Year's Day, believe it or not, was March 25th. It's kind of arbitrary, really, when you think about it. But, you know, whenever you decide to start the new year, whether it's in January, whether it's in March, or any other time, one thing that's always been consistent all across the world, every religion, every culture, everybody celebrated the new year. They all raise a glass, they sing songs, and they project out onto the new year all of their hopes, just like it's a great big canvas. I mean, this is a universal all across the world. And people say, you know, to one another, last year was hard, but I hope this year is going to be better. And last year was difficult, but, you know, I hope this year is going to be different. And I hope that it's going to be a great new year for you. I wish you health and wealth and happiness, and I hope that all your dreams come true. Let's stop and think about something here this evening on this New Year's Eve. How much sense does it make to hope that the next year is somehow magically going to be different from the year that we just finished? I mean, what's the rationale by which we hope that, you know, this year all the little traffic lights are going to turn green and everything is going to come up roses just because the year is new? It doesn't make any sense at all. Listen, unless your hope is based in something real, then you've got nothing but naive optimism. Not a goodwill, but naive optimism and nothing more. So, here on this New Year's Eve, let's propose something different. Rather than a baseless hope, Let's start this new year in a based prayer. Not so much that we're going to wish each other happy, happy new year, but we're going to pray not so much for a happy new year, but for a holy new year. See, God is with us, and we need to be with him. And every day of this new year that's about to begin, we are with him the same way he is with us. We are going to be able to handle whatever this new year brings. And hope, by the way, is the foundation of the feast day that we celebrate today, January 1st or December 31st, as the case might be. Mary, Mother of God. Now, for centuries and centuries, the feast of Mary, Mother of God was celebrated in October. It was Pope Paul VI who moved it to January 1st, and he didn't do it until 1970. Why so recently? Why did he move the feast day to January 1st? A couple of reasons why. First of all, it's so fitting that the Blessed Mother should have a feast day inside the octave of Christmas. And here's hoping everybody knows what the octave of Christmas is, but just in case you don't, I'll tell you. It's a couple days in the year. Christmas and Easter. A couple days in the year so big that we can't celebrate them in just one day. What we do is we celebrate them every single day for an entire week. So we celebrate Christmas on Christmas Day, and the second day of Christmas, we celebrate it just like it's Christmas. And the third and the fourth and so on until you come all the way around to a solid week, and the last day of the octave of Christmas, we celebrate the Blessed Mother. And it's fitting, you know, we honor the child, we honor the mother of the child as well. That was the first reason why I did it. But here's the second. And it's more important. Second reason why we celebrate Mary, Mother of God on January 1st is that it shows us where to root our New Year's hope. Our hope is rooted in Christ. Period. And Christ came to us through the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, I've said this many times before. The Blessed Virgin Mary is not just one more saint. She has a unique role in God's plan to help bring us all into heaven. She helps by bringing Christ into our souls, just like she brought him into this world. I've got an image for the Blessed Mother here I'd like to share with you here this evening. Think of the Blessed Mother as being like the key to a treasure. Imagine you got a treasure right inside a safe, a stack of gold coins locked inside a safe. And there's one way and one way only to get inside that safe, and it's with one and only one key. You would know that that key is not the same thing as the treasure, but, you know, without that key, no treasure. The Blessed Mother is like the key to that safe. Because God could have come to us any way he wanted. He chose to come to us through her. And it was because of her, yes, that all the treasures of grace, all the treasures that God unlocked for us on the cross, it was because of her, yes, that they came into our soul. And you want to know what's interesting? Nothing has changed. She is still the mediatrix of all graces. Her yes and her prayers to this moment bring God's graces into our souls. That's why where the Blessed Mother is honored, Christian charity flourishes. And where the Blessed Mother is neglected, Christian life withers. Yeah, she's a mystery, really. I'll never completely understand the Blessed Mother, you know, because I'll never understand what it means to be a mother. But I do know this. There's no spiritual maturity without her. Back in the seminary, I remember there was this debate we had once around lunchtime. The debate was, could God have made a better berry than the strawberry? And the answer is yes. God could have done all things in this world better than he did them. He could have made light brighter, and he could have made snow whiter, and he could have made water wetter, but he could not have made his mother better. She is full of grace, and full means full. You want to make a New Year's resolution? Make the Blessed Mother part of your every single day. I hope you're already doing it, but if you're not, start. Start the day on your knees with a morning offering. Remember to consecrate the day to her. Somewhere in that day, say the rosary. It's astonishingly powerful, that prayer. And call on her all throughout the day. Why? Because she's the one who brings us Emmanuel, God with us. And when God is with us, we can handle whatever this new year might bring. Let's ask for her prayers to help us now and all this new year through. Blessed Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.